everyone. This is your splashing enthusiast, Mistress Brighton. If you haven't figured it out by now, or this is your first time on my splashingphonesex.com blog, welcome! But you will probably know by the time you finish reading that I love splashing, I love any type of food play, and you can pair splashing with pretty much anything you want. Take chastity, for instance. Are you a naughty subby who enjoys being used and denied and locked up? Now, I've spoken about bondage and BDSM and splashing before, but specifically, I'm talking about chastity and food play. It's no secret that when you put a sub in chastity, they get desperate. They get, willing to do anything. They get really hot and bothered and antsy, but they also, like I said, will do anything to please mistress and earn the reward of an orgasm, even if they don't end up getting that orgasm. Because as you know, there is no guarantee that you'll be allowed to come at all. But of course, when you're in chastity, it's the ultimate mindfuck because you're thinking, well, maybe if I do this, if she's pleased with me, she'll let me come. She might not let me come, but I can't take that chance. I got to do whatever she tells me. And I use that as a perfect excuse to implement splashing because if you're in chastity, your cock is locked up. I've got the key. You have to do whatever I tell you to, or you're never getting out of that cage. And basically, my goal with splashing is to implement it into every fetish possible. I would implement it into sissy training, cuckolding, blasphemy, even an over-the-knee spanking where I spank you while your ass is covered in chocolate cake or ice cream cake. It doesn't matter. But as part of being a submissive, I think that it's an important experience being locked away in a cage and not knowing when you will ever get out of that cage, if you'll get out of that cage, if you'll be allowed to come. So how far would you go if you knew that you couldn't come unless you were obedient for Mistress Brighton and did exactly what you were told? So, while I'm not really into the whole strict mean mistress thing, I do require obedience. And so if I tell you to do something, I expect you to do it. And if you don't listen, well, you're just screwing yourself in the ass and not in a good way because you're missing out on the experience. But I prefer subbies who will not balk when they're given a direct order. So keep that in mind. So if I put you in chastity, you absolutely will be required to participate in food play. I am definitely going to make you smash a pie in your face or on your dick or wherever. So if you think that you can handle being locked up and wet and messy for me, I'd love to hear from you. 1-800-601-6975 is where you can reach me. Don't forget to ask for Brighton. And if you'd like to check out some of my other blogs, you can find me over at enchantrixtees.com. And you can also find me on thecuckoldlife.com. So I hope to hear from you soon, and I hope you've enjoyed this audio and blog. Bye-bye now.